You might say I have a casual relationship with gravity.
That brings up a good point. Are you doing all right, John?
I am.
No concussions or whiplash or anything like that?
You know, my neck is a little stiff. I might get some whiplash, but sprained my shoulder, and that's pretty much healed up now.
My guess is you didn't... Did you post any pictures for these guys? I mean, that thing was fucking gnarly.
I got to see it, yeah.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Got a good injury lawyer to sue that deer.
But it's wild, like, every time I drive past that spot on the road, I'm just like, it just seems so somewhat innocuous, but extremely dangerous at the same time. It's wild, dude. Glad you're okay.
Yeah, that would be nerve-wracking to have to drive by the same spot all the time.
Yeah, like every day. My last car accident.
Which one? The van?
Yeah, the van. I fell asleep at the wheel, and
that'll do it.
On this super, super dangerous road. Super, super dangerous road. No guardrails, fucking side of a fucking mountain. It was wild. I could not believe that one either. That was crazy.
I found a ditch, and it wasn't like a cliff. But I woke up in like midair, like crashing into a ditch, nose first.
So speaking of noticing trends, just saying.
We got John a scooter that can only go about 6 miles an hour. Takes him a little while, but he could not crash it.
Get John a Segway.
Just watch me. I'll crash it. I'll find a way. How the hell is everyone doing?
Doing all right.
Doing all right.
Let's do it.
Doing all right. Had a trip up to a local brewery earlier today to grab some good barbecue and beer. My wife's first time going there. Been there once before without her with her father. And did not realize that they were having an event and a limited menu.
Oh.
Mm.
So we didn't get what we wanted, but what we gotted was still very good.
What we gotted?
It's wild to get along with your father-in-law that well. That usually doesn't happen.
Our main bonding point is over craft beer.
There you go.
That'll do.
You are quite the brewery aficionado, and I truly respect that because, I mean, you travel quite a bit to go and visit these places, and I think that keeps small craft breweries and small craft artisans not current, but viable, maybe?
Keeps them going. Yeah. I'm on first-name basis with a handful of head brewers. I've gotten the trade secrets from a couple of them that have actually worked into my cooking. So former art major who ended up putting art into food because, you know, it doesn't take up space when you're done with it.
Well, they call it the culinary arts for a reason.
Yeah. So when I go to breweries and wineries and distilleries, it's not just like, oh yeah, this will get me messed up. It's like, ooh, this has a cool flavor. This does XYZ. Did you use this? Like, I don't know the finer points of actually creating it, but I can parse out the flavors, and everything's all flavor brain for when I drink it. It's like, oh man, this would go great with, or very well in, insert thing.
Insert thing.
Up on Keuka Lake, upstate New York, there's a place called Crooked Tusker. Very great place, awesome owner, he's my boy.
Is this your son?
No. He's old enough to be my dad, maybe. But, he's not, like, old. He's older than me, though. But, no, Carlton's awesome.
Shut up.
He's an awesome dude, does great things. He can't drink what he makes. A cruel twist of fate, when he cut ground on the property, his doc told him, yo, this is gonna kill you, your body's not processing it.
That's brutal.
But he sticks with it, because it's what he likes doing. And he does an amazing job. He can taste it, he just can't drink it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just spit it
but,
out.
But he did a black garlic vodka.
Ugh.
Ooh.
and it smells and tastes like liquefied garlic bread. It is amazing. I've used it in chicken and risotto and, like, so good.
You put it in me.
What is with you in the...
Please.
what is... John's on an insert train today.
John just needs something strong inside of him.
We all do from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I got this here 8% White Claw.
This mini mug that I've got in my hand right here...
8% White Claw.
...is a 5.5 pumpkin beer from Heritage Hill. 8% White Claw?
A Surge. White Claw Surge. 8%.
You mix White Claws with Surge. I'm there, buddy.
When you want the static to be louder.
I miss Surge. That was a pretty dope...
No one should be allowed to use that name, just, like, out of respect. Like, that name should be retired.
It's our name.
Hang it up on the wall, put a jersey on it. Number one, Surge.
Exactly.
Forever to be respected.
Didn't they have to discontinue it because, like, it blew some kid's heart up or something?
No, there's way more caffeinated things out there, but the sugar-caffeine content combo is pretty nuts. It's a regional thing. I think Southeast U.S., it's still pretty popular. You can find it up here in the Northeast once in a while in bottles and stuff still.
Well, the Southeast has Sun Drop, so I would be surprised to see there be a lot of room for, like, another highly caffeinated citrus soda there.
I first had Surge when I went to Georgia.
No kidding.
Yep, wow. That's the first time I ever heard of it. And then years later, Chuck E. Cheese relaunched locally. And they had their, you know, get your own soda vending machines there. Uh-huh. And they had Surge in it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what you want to give kids at a Chuck E. Cheese. Open access to unlimited Surge. Not a good idea.
Fucking child casino, man. Might as well just get them all nice and fucked up.
Yeah.
Mechanical rat pizza and child casino.
Mechanical rat pizza.
Well, last session on Absolution Road, you had come into the town of Cortaud. And Father Oswald had been through here before and warned that there was something weird going on. And once some of you passed the will save on this creature's ability that had been terrorizing this town right under their noses without them even being able to remember it or see it, you slowly figured out a way to perceive it consistently and tracked it down to its underground lair beneath the sealed-off well in the middle of town.
I mean, that silence was pretty clutch, I have to say.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
It really was.
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
But man, that save was so high. We were super lucky that at least one of us made it around. If there was ever a round where we all failed it, and one of us wasn't looking at a mirror... Game over, man.
Yeah, I think 23?
Yeah. Like, I had to roll natural 20s to get it.
You guys made it happen, though.
John told me before we went in there, he's like, I'm really glad that you're going back here, because I'm pretty sure this thing would take over the world if you guys didn't go deal with it now. And after having dealt with it, I agree with that statement. 100%.
No lie detected.
In the process of defeating this horrid abomination, you lost a compatriot, one Nader Giller.
Sad. This is the first one lost on the pod. It's very sad.
His legs lie on the ground.
Yeah.
Top half of him inside the creature, presumably. Father Ozol, in orc ferocity, it looks like, probably goes down, if he didn't already.
Well, hold on. I still have 6 seconds.
Okay. I think it was Waylon that landed the killing blow on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes down, and what do you do in your 6 seconds, Ozil?
Ozil's life flashes a little bit back before his eyes, and the camera pans down into one of his pupils as he's looking up with a giant gash, bleeding bite mark as from when he got bit and then swallowed and then shot back out and then bit again. And he goes back and he looks, after having just seen his compatriot that he has known for only a couple of days, who he felt close with and trusted, being bitten in half by the same monster. And we see in his mind palace other flashes of orcs and humans and dwarves being also ripped apart at the hands of each other. And he remembers when he had gotten taken down to death the last time and realized that he cannot fall again. And he, a bright blue light channels out from his holy symbol for 3d6 healing as a standard action before I collapse.
That took way more than 6 seconds.
Jeez.
He's acting at the speed of thought.
For 10 healing, spare the monster.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, Ozil comes back to zero, which I think means he's just disabled, right?
Yep, but if you do anything more than a move action, you go down.
Yeah, but you're conscious.
So, that's what Ozil does.
Waylon is concealing something in under his shirt, kind of along his forearm. And his hands are going to glow as he stands over Father Ozil. And he is going to cast Cure Light Wounds twice.
Ooh. He's making you look bad, Ozil.
As his eyes open up, he might say to him, he goes, "You gotta stop getting saved by me here, Father. I can't keep doing this for you." And maybe reach his arm down to help him up.
You're making me look bad, but I appreciate it. Thank you for the help.
Waylon will look over his shoulder to Thorn. He's gonna say, "Mr. Emerald Isles, are you needing some of this as well?"
Thorn is still kind of standing there with a hand outstretched, partial clench, just shaking, looking at the thing and the ripped in half Nador. Thoughts kind of going through his head, dozens at a time. Shakes himself. No. I'm uninjured.
All right. Waylon will look towards Nandor, whose, you know, body has been bitten in half, and go, "Well, I'd offer you some, but you're clearly already half dead." And then he'll use it on himself twice.
Oh my god.
Thorn wordlessly mouths to himself, to those who can read lips, mutters, "It's cannibals and comedians all the way down."
I feel like we have scrubbed the evil from this place, but I can't help but investigate to see. Can we look around a little bit?
Yeah, give me perception checks.
Look over this monster, see what the fuck this thing was, get a better look at it, maybe learn something, maybe loot our buddy's body. I mean, I don't want to say that, but I kind of am going to do that.
Yeah.
Hesitantly approaches.
Your buddy's body is inside the computer?
The files are in the computer?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
This is the weirdest of Matrix.
No, inside the monster, for half of it at least. Probably his backpack half.
No.
Is inside the creature eaten.
Just half of it.
I imagine Waylon, like, opening the creature's mouth and, like, diving in to try to, like, see what he can pull out of Nandor. Of his corpse, that is.
Right on. And I think there was, like, a hole cut in its belly. Did Ozil cut himself out?
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
I did, and so did Waylon. There should be two holes. I'm not sure if it was the same head or how that exactly worked, but first time I've been swallowed whole.
Well, down in the center of the thick mass of dead white flesh, it's a putrid mess of bones. It's like a mass grave in this thing's belly, and it smells terrifying.
Yeah, hasn't this thing been eating townspeople? There should be like a shit ton of townspeople in there, like hundreds.
Floating around, you see Nador. He's not digested at all.
We'll gently telekinetically set the axe that he's been levitating down beside Nador's bottom half. Father, I think... I don't think extricating them is going to be an option. You may have to hold a service for them as they are here.
Give me perception checks, anyone.
I rolled a 16.
Alright.
I rolled an 18 for a total of a 28.
Nice.
23 or 27 for hidden things.
You find a number of belongings of people that were eaten. You find a bunch of coins floating around or in pouches. There's 61 platinum pieces, 524 gold pieces, 310 silver in total. You find several bottles, look like potions or oils of some kind. Two oils and two potions.
People were raiding the alchemy shop.
And one scroll. One scroll and a small chest.
What in the hells is this thing?
Given that Waylon has entered the creature's corpse, does he find any of Nandor's belongings? In particular,
yes,
the cloak.
Yes, I'll say everything on Nandor.
You're like, ah, shit, I found it.
Waylon just can't wait to raid the Nads.
Nador's upper torso and back with pack, all his weapons and armor is retrievable. Yes,
imagine Waylon just kind of like drags the upper part of his body out through one of the holes that was cut through the monster, and
like,
it's just kind of like covered in viscera.
Pull on my feet.
He looks up at you guys, goes, I don't know about you guys, but that cloak is just my color.
Yes, fits you very nicely. The cut in the shoulder, it's very hard to find something that's tailored. It's very surprising.
Yes, yes. Glad we agree then.
Yeah, there's a scroll, two potions, two oils, a finely made spear, and a small-ish wooden chest with, like, ornate designs around it.
Drag that out here, if you could, please.
I don't know about you, but there's something wrong about removing some of this stuff from the town from which it came. Although we have maybe prevented their demise, it might be prudent to maybe return the money and maybe that spear. Someone may have lost them. But that chest, though, let's at least see what's in it first.
Thorn nods. Yes, whoever is left in this town is definitely going to need everything they can to... There isn't even a word for it. You cannot fix or mend or repair this. What is the... Move on, I guess?
I don't know how many people are left that could use it, but I'm certainly not trying to rob them.
Can we open the chest? Or is it locked?
Yes, is it locked?
It appears to have a lock on it.
Let me at it.
All right.
Focus a moment. Take 10. Will a 25 pop it?
It will.
You hear a click and the lid starts to open with his gestures.
The lid clicks, pops open, and there is a ton of different very valuable looking gems. There's agate, azurite, chrysoprase, coral, hematite, ivory, jade, jasper. Just gorgeous.
Does that appear to have, like, probably come from a shop or someone's house or, like, around here? Is there any way to tell that or whatever?
I don't know how you would tell from looking at it.
I mean, does that seem like something that they would have?
There's no, like, symbols or anything.
Okay, yeah. I guess that was my point. Is, like, is there a big fucking symbol that's, like, that we saw in town on one of the, you know, like, shops? It's like, oh, they have...
Dave's.
Yeah, Dave's Jewel Shop. You're like, oh, that probably belongs to Dave.
No, there's nothing that would indicate ownership or of any kind.
Okay.
We can always take it with us, ask around a bit.
I mean, we might as well. I don't necessarily have a use for any particular gems. It seems like it potentially could be a family heirloom. I'm not of the position to rob from these people, but I am also not in the position to stop you if you feel like that is something that you require from rescuing this town. I feel like honest work deserves honest pay.
What is the general quality of the chest? Does it look like a fine chest?
Yeah, I'd say fine is accurate. It's got pretty intricate woodwork designing on the outside of it.
Well, if my word has any sway, I'd say that that's likely belonged to a noble of some variety. And if they're in there, they don't need it anymore. That said, if we can't draw out enough from that mess, he gestures, well, still using his other hand to gesture, pulling out pretty much anything of value piece by piece at a distance from the goo, so he doesn't have to touch it, and no one else does either. Kind of piling up things that look like they have some value. If we feel that this, gestures to the pile, is sufficient to help them, then have at it with the gems, I guess.
As you're doing that, something retrieved from the goo, or so you thought you were, it was what you were picking up with your, you're using telekinesis.
Basically, I can manipulate up to 10 pounds at a time currently. And with precision enough to open locks or disarm traps.
Well, for a second, you think that this is what you're picking up out of the goo with your telekinesis. But then it's kind of moves a bit and it's three things. And like the bloody, acidy goo drips off of these three tiny objects, and they're shining bright white. And they fly with breakneck speed straight at each of you.
Do you need a save or something?
And you black out for a moment. You all come to, just like where you were, but on the ground, as though you fell over, but you don't even remember falling over.
Okay, so what is that thing?
By gods.
As he's trying to stand back up, looking over to make sure that the others are.
What did you throw at me? Oh.
I threw nothing. I tried to pull things out, and there was something in there that... Oh, God.
Was it trapped?
You each start to feel like a slight, like, stinging, and I'm going to let you choose where this thing hit you on your body, but where it did, it is embedded into you, and it is this shimmering, white, translucent crystal.
I'm going to say Waylon's hits him in his, like, upper part of his chest, like, close to his shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah, probably kind of torso-ish.
Anybody take it in the forehead?
Do we need someone to take it in the forehead?
What's with John and taking it today? What's with Mr. Taylor and taking it today? Sorry. Not Mr. Evans. Sorry.
Take it all away.
Take it.
I think that Ozil reached out where he had grabbed that burning holy symbol that was scarred into his hand and tried to stop it. And maybe that's where it embedded, is in the middle of that scarred spiral on his left hand.
Nice. Dig it. Yeah, it doesn't hurt as much as it looks like it should for something being driven into your flesh. It's just like a dull sting. And it's almost as if your skin around it is fused or attached to it.
I do not like this.
Would it affect, like, our range of motion or anything? Is it painful?
No. You can move, and it doesn't, like, hurt to move in any specific way. There's just, like, a dull, stinging pain. But it goes away after, like, half a minute.
Can this be removed?
I suggest we not deal with the evils of this creature. I suggest we take what we have found and go topside. See if there's anybody left.
Yes, absolutely.
Wayland is going to stand up, and he's going to look in the area behind this creature to see if there was anything else to its lair, or maybe anything we may want to notice, perhaps.
All right. There's like a small recessed area, but there's a very shallow amount of water running through parts of this cave, and that's about it. You go back a little ways, it just ends at a dead end.
Wayland, having had a look, will kind of say, yes, I suspect the less time spent here, the better.
Can this be removed? He's looking to Ozil. He's kind of stumbling over the words. He's kind of grabbing at it a little bit, but he's afraid to just yank it out. He passed out. He doesn't know how deep it goes.
Ozil looks at you and says, let's retreat to someplace safe. Maybe find someone who knows anything about it. Something. There was better words there. I just don't know what they are.
Reluctantly nods.
Let's ski daddle.
We gather that shit and bail.
All right. Take the money and run. Back up to the surface of Kortaud. You make it back to the town square after going back through the dank tunnels and up through the well. And the town is in shambles.
Is it like Ozil saw it? Like, bloody and broken?
Yes.
Holes through the walls.
When you had passed your will save up top, you could see the town for what it really was. And yeah, there are holes in the ground everywhere where this creature was coming up through the ground and snatching people. There's blood stains and broken buildings. You hear crying from several directions, screams in the distance. You see a little old lady that Ozil met on his way through here come out of the, I believe it was the Married Caterpillar Inn and Tavern.
Is that
old Petunia Dursley?
Oh, Petunia Dursley. Oh, wait. Oof. She's looking pretty good for being ancient. Who did we talk to before we went down in the well? Was that the general store owner or the? It was some shop. Was it her?
General store.
General store. No, I don't think you talked to her.
We talked to somebody before we went down there who was slightly crying.
Yeah, we talked to someone in the general store. I just don't think it was Petunia.
Cassandra Buttonwillow. Yeah, we go over and check on Petunia.
So she busts out of the door of the tavern, and it just, like, falls to her knees, loudly weeping.
Oh, dear. God.
Ma'am.
God.
Ma'am.
What? Don't hurt me.
We are not here to hurt you. We are merely here to tell you that you are safe. The horror is over. Do you remember what happened?
Oh, God. It ate him right in front of me. Oh, God.
Oh, she falls down to the ground on her knees, banging her fists onto the wooden deck in front of the inn.
Ozil looks back to the rest of the party and says, I feel like there's going to be a long time of this. Damage control will not come easy. The loss will be great.
Nods. Kind of lost for words-ishly.
Yes, there's surely many others in the city feeling the same thing. Waylon will kind of pat the lady on her shoulder and say, yeah, we had a hell of a day, too.
It's a worst moment of her life. Yeah, fucking been rough, huh?
Same.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Just like, so I stubbed my toe, so, you know, samesies.
Oof, yeah. Petunia, where would we find the mayor or someone of importance in this town? I'm sorry for your immediate loss.
I think they died a long time ago. I forgot they even existed.
Do they remember everything?
It all came rushing back.
So they do. They get... Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's horrible. Oof. My point in doing this would be to go and find somebody to talk about how... Or to, like, maybe give them some of the things that we found down there and tell them about the well. Like, give somebody... Whoever would be of, I don't know, authority beyond... Whoever's left, I guess. Where would I go? How would I do that?
Well, you passed by the guardhouse on the way in. Other than that, then most of the buildings around, the majority of them are empty.
I guess Ozil looks back at the party again and says, perhaps we find someone of authority in this town to at least relay the details of our most recent encounter.
Oh.
Yes. Someone needs to know what was here and how to keep it down there.
By gods, I hope it's done. Petunia, I wish you well. Okay, she's inconsolable again. All right, off we go.
Oh,
don't fall in a hole. All right.
Petunia
looks worryingly.
Petunia, we have an opening in our party. You're not the adventuring type, are you?
Oh, I'm retired.
Okay, just thought I'd throw it out there.
We have an opening for a wailing, inconsolable woman. You wouldn't be available, are you?
Oh, Petunia's last name's Eaton. Her husband was Ben.
Ben Eaton.
There we go. Yep, she's retired, but she does, like, stop crying enough to say thank you when you tell her that you stopped this thing and it's over, but goes back into the married caterpillar and, you hear her sobbing from inside.
Well, single now.
Yeah.
Father, I don't want to sound vain or anything, but you don't happen to have access to any sort of, what's the word? Prestidigitation?
That's not a trick of Pharasma. It's a trick of the arcane.
Oh, I just assumed people would maybe be a little more receptive to us if we weren't, Waylon kind of, like, gestures to him being, like, covered in viscera.
Ah, yes. Covered in goo.
Yes, yes.
Most goo is evil.
Mr. Thorn, you are quite skilled in the telekinesis. You wouldn't know what he's talking about, would you?
The best I can do is pick the bits off.
Well, there is a river close by. We could always jump in that.
I'm worried. Still. Actually, that's not a bad idea. Let's go there, walk and talk. Waylon, you said to let someone know what was contained within, what was down below. He kind of gently touches the shard head sticking in him. Do you think we brought it with us?
Well, I don't have any sort of knowledge skill that would allow me to figure out what this is, but all I know is I don't want anything else to do with that. I don't know what it was. I don't want to know what it was. And if we could maybe put some boards over the well, that would probably be best for everyone involved.
It has a giant metal, like, stopper that was chained down when we came to it.
Yeah.
I could rechain it.
Yeah, why don't we refix that? Just in case.
Yeah. You can do that.
Stopper back on the well, then the river, then the guardhouse.
Absolutely. First to the river, yeah. I mean, you got a nice clean cloak. You could wash your cloak there. What was the cloak? I don't remember. Was it super cool?
You know, he said it's a +1 cloak of resistance, but now that I think about it, I don't really know the mechanics for identifying something like that, so Waylon probably just thinks it looks nice.
Gotcha. Yeah, and it would be, like, fancy, for sure. It's magical, it's fancy.
Yeah, but Waylon can't, like, detect magic or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't think he was carrying anything that I can really use anyway.
Yeah, he said as adamantine dwarven war axe, mithril mountain pattern armor, mithril heavy shield, and a cloak of resistance. Oh, and 196 gold pieces.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's like 6 grand in gear, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. For what it's worth, the armor's in 2 pieces.
It's gotta affect the resale value.
It's still worth at least its weight in mithril.
I don't think you can break adamantine like that. I think it just squeezed the bottom half of them out like a tube of toothpaste. Mm.
Oof.
The armor was mithril.
No, not quite adamantine.
Yeah, according to the sheet, the armor was mithril.
I mean, the toothpaste theory is pretty fun, though.
But also plate mail, like, you've got the chain and padding underneath, you've got the top half, you've got the bottom greaves.
Yeah. Funny Trump's logic.
Funny Trump's logic. I believe in toothpaste earth.
What?
You've never heard of toothpaste earth?
I'm not sure I want to.
The earth was just squeezed out of a series of tubes.
Oh, like the internet.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, so mithril is flexible. Got it.
It's the name of my Wi-Fi at home is a series of tubes.
Nice. I'm just going to tell you what these items were that you also found. Ozil, you could do spellcraft, right? Maybe?
No. Not Ozil.
You can't do spellcraft. Can Thorn?
Nay.
No spellcraft in the party, huh?
I think I have identify as a spell, but not prepped.
Sorry, I didn't mean to assume Waylon couldn't do it.
No, Waylon has spellcraft as a class skill. So I think that means he has it. I don't know how this works.
It requires training.
You have to put a point in it.
Okay, yeah. He doesn't have it then.
At least one.
Yeah, I didn't put a point in it.
Since it's a class skill, you get an extra +3 when you do.
Ah, good to know.
You know who might be able to identify them is whoever's alive in this fucking town.
Identify, yeah.
Go back to Petunia.
Whose spear is this?
I'll say that Petunia could identify them, because she's a retired level 20 witch. liquor witch. Yeah. It's an oil of grease, an oil of light, a potion of cure light wounds, a potion of enlarge person, and a scroll of shield.
Do we want Nandor's stuff there too?
Yeah. I mean, I made his character sheet accessible to everybody.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we just do that way?
Got it.
At least we carry it in case we have someone to give it to. These look like family heirlooms. I would hate for them to go to waste.
Yeah.
Maybe we can find some... He was a proud dwarven man. Maybe we could find a temple to Torag or something and deliver them as remains of the honored dead, and maybe using that to grease the palm, as it were, for help with whatever the hell's this is, and encouragement to help the city recover.
It's very thoughtful.
Yes, I certainly don't know him well enough to say he'd want us to have it.
All right. So, what is your plan right now?
There's no central government.
I think we plug the well.
Yep.
We clean off in the river.
Thorn would do that while you wash off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then did we want to go to the guardhouse?
Might as well see if any of them are left, but I'd wager they'd be the first ones eaten.
I mean, at least check to see, in the remnants of this town, someone is going to have authority, and we would like to inform them of what we found, where we found it, and tell them to watch out? I mean, I don't know. What do you do in a situation like that? Like, I killed that big-ass beast, and it's literally under your feet. Keep an eye out. It's more of a formality, John. Mr. Taylor, sorry. It's more of a formality. We're heroes.
Yeah, it almost kind of makes sense to want to speak to the manager of the town, for lack of a better term.
Right. Well, the closest thing you saw to that was the guardhouse on the way in. I think there was a single guard standing clueless outside when you walked into town.
Okay.
He is now
after
the mayor.
Cleaning ourselves off that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking private jangle farts over there is now the lord of this town.
It is temporary martial rule over a whole four people.
So you head up there, and you see that single guard is helmet off, there's halberd on the ground, and he's just got his head in his hands, sitting on the ground up against the wall.
Good day, sir.
Oh, jeez. You shouldn't be here.
Yes.
There's this thing.
I understand.
Was.
I understand. Calm down. Calm down.
It'll eat you. It'll eat you. Oh my god. I guess that's me.
What is your name, soldier?
What are we gonna do? Private Montague. Private Montague Janglefarts.
Yes, Private Janglefarts. I can't believe you use that. All right, Private Montague Janglefarts.
You
get a
you
hold
made
of
it up.
Grip.
It's your fault.
No, it's, okay. So that I made this giant pot of jambalaya, and it's kind of what I've been living on for like the past 3 days. And I've been calling them Jamblefarts because it just really terrible gas. And so I'm glad that worked its way in there. Anyway. Get a hold of yourself. How long have you been in the service?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. It doesn't matter. There's nothing left here.
He'll grab him by the... What is he wearing? Like a talbert, or what is that thing called?
Tabard.
And pull him up, stand him on his feet. He'll put his helmet back on his head, and he'll say, "You are the only law and order and semblance of realization that these people have. You need to keep it together."
Give me a diplomacy.
Okay.
Or an intimidate or whatever.
No. Diplo. Or, yeah, intimidate. Let's go intimidate. That'll be fine. It's a plus 4 on top of my 15 for 19.
Yeah, maybe slap him around a little bit. He's like, oh, God. You're right. Oh, God, you're right. You said was this...
Nods.
Did you kill it?
Nods.
We.
Nods. Out of character-wise, he, doesn't like interacting with guards, but he's making an exception considering recent events.
He's a... would hope so.
And he's like...
pure apocalypse.
Look, You don't know what you've done. Oh my God, I guess it's been... months. I had no idea... anything was happening. Oh my God. And he's just like holding his head. He's like, you're right, bro. I need to get my shit together. I need to help people. If it's dead, then we can. It's okay now.
Your job is to serve the public, install a somewhat sense of semblance for all of these people. Now we found some items that I think will help you on your way. And he returns 510 gold pieces to him. He looks over at Thorn. Thorn, or who has the gold?
We're kind of dragging it.
Yeah.
Hey, bonus, we could probably grab a cart from this place. It's not like they have people to use them.
It's true, and there's supplies for days, probably. Here, this should help you in your endeavors. Please serve the people of this town, like you were meant to, under your oath.
I can do it.
And mind the gaps.
Oh, jeez, the holes in the... Yeah. I feel like I haven't moved from in front of this door for about a month. Jeez. Okay. Thank you so much. We're gonna be okay.
Would we return the spear, too? I mean... I'm not going to use it. Anybody else going to use it?
No.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it.
You would like the spear?
No, I would be okay with returning the spear. Sorry.
And I'd be pretty good with that thing.
Pokey pokey.
Yeah, we give him the spear, and we say, "This is now your totem."
Oh, this is old man Slip Slap's spear.
Jeez,
old man Slip Slap.
All right, it's my totem.
Maybe we'll return it to him in person. Where can we find him?
In the belly of that thing, I think.
Oh, well,
it is now yours.
All right, it's a little gross, but I'll use it for good.
We wish you the best of luck.
He, like, kind of straightens himself up and, like, bangs the spear butt into the ground and nods and runs off into the town, ready to help people.
Ozil turns to the rest of the party and looks at them and says, "Now, I understand. If you don't want to continue our endeavors, I would not consider you a coward. But I must continue moving."
Are you kidding me, Father? That was fantastic. That's going to make for a great story. I can't wait to figure out what lies ahead of you. Besides, the way the last two encounters we've had have gone, let's face it, you kind of need me here.
You are right. I do need you.
I have already given you my word, and I plan on seeing it through, but... I also want to know what has happened to us and who is responsible for that. We stand a better chance of learning together.
He gestures towards the stone and says, although we may not have been bonded by blood or creed or race, we are now all bonded. I appreciate you. I see you.
He gives kind of a weak half smile. I enjoy doing good for those who can't do it for themselves, and at least we did a little of that here.
Waylon is going to pull out his dagger and kind of like gestured towards the chest full of gems and say, well, if there's anywhere on your journey that would know what to do with some of those, that would probably be for the best, and should see if we could try to add this to it. And he's going to attempt to like dig the crystal out of his shoulder.
Oh no.
Yeah, I guess.
What happens?
You could give me, what would that be, like a skill roll wise?
Heal?
Usually a serrated embedded thing is heal?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was going to say that, or I can make an attack with a dagger. It's your call.
Yeah, heal kind of makes sense. It's like a surgery.
Right. Usually the sacrificial lamb doesn't volunteer.
That's a 6 on the die for a 14 total.
Yeah, you dig at this thing, and like I said, like the skin around it is almost like fused to the sides of this crystal, and to try and get it out, you have to like cut your own flesh, and it holds fast.
We're doing
in
like
your
a
chest.
Steven Universe thing.
It holds fast in your chest, and not seconds later, the skin around it forms back and sort of heals up, touching against the crystal again.
We are the crystal nopes.
I've never seen anything like this in all my days of medicine.
This only redoubles my desire to find a temple of Torag, or someone who might be able to give insight.
Yes, wherever we can go to get answers, the sooner the better, certainly.
Any temple, I suppose, but, you know, honored dead and all that.
What time of day is it?
Just getting dark, probably.
I thought it was dark when we came in with the lamps, and we were walking down the street lighting the lamps, and then we, like, went into that place. Did we sleep
and wake up
the next morning?
No, it's probably, like, 10 o'clock, or... I don't know.
Dark.
It's dark.
I suggest we rest for the night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, perhaps Petunia has some rooms available. I don't imagine there's a convention in town.
Ozel laughs a little bit too. I bet she does.
And not unless it's a dead people convention, am I right?
No, you're... Boo.
What? A mass casualty event? Is that a dead people convention?
Yeah. Boo.
These rooms are clearinghouse prices.
Yeah, she will easily allow you to stay the night for free. You saved the town. And dare I say the world?
But at what cost?
Yeah.
It's a fair price.
Now, at a certain point, like, you see a townsfolk come into the inn, and Petunia has got her shit together after a little while, and she serves a drink. And maybe you see Private Montague Jangle Farts outside carrying a wounded person or helping an old person cross the street or something.
He's starting the formation of the rebuilding of this town. He's directing, and he's falling into his own. We're going to come back, and fucking Captain Montague Janglefarts is going to be a good man.
Absolutely. You whipped him into shape, it would seem.
A little bit.
Nose pops up. Calistria approves.
Now you are able to sleep through the night. And in the morning, the rooster crows.
And I also have shit tons of healing left. If, you know, maybe, can I have done that before bed? Is just racked us all up. I have channels for days. I have like 6 channels left.
Oh, good call.
Oh, damn.
I think Ozil would have also helped anybody that he saw with the rest of his spell slots. I have a couple. I have like 6 spell slots.
Our cleric charismatic AF.
Yeah, you guys can do some good Samaritan shit if you like. There are a little more townsfolk than you might have thought. I guess, you know, maybe some were just holed up somewhere or in hiding.
This is a huge town, dude. Huge!
It almost starts to, like, look alive again towards the end of the night.
3 dozen people.
The lamps are lit along the main roads as Private Montague Jenglefarts gets a crew of lamplighters together. Amateur lamplighters.
It's a good band name.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning and what do you do?
Petunia. Ozil's downstairs, probably up early after praying for an hour to Pharasma after the horrors that he's seen. He's down getting some breakfast at the single caterpillar that used to be the married caterpillar.
Oh,
the widowed caterpillar is actually a pretty good name for a tavern.
Yeah, that
as
is.
Well.
The widowed caterpillar.
I suppose we'll have to change it now. It's not bad. It's a bit too soon, but not bad.
We're discussing the merits of repainting the sign. God.
Waylon's outside, like, on a ladder, painting over where it said Mary.
He didn't even wait.
He's like, I took care of it for you.
Say no more.
But do you think anyone would mind if we borrowed a few supplies from maybe one or two of these empty houses and maybe a cart, maybe a horse? We have a little bit of a journey ahead of us. Is that okay?
I think the people of this town will be just fine and happy with giving you whatever you need.
I appreciate that, Petunia. I hope to see you soon.
So, do you have a list of demands, or...?
No, I feel like a horse and a cart. Maybe restock some trail rations, a couple extra water skins. Stuff like that. Basic travel supplies. A tent, maybe. I never had a tent.
Why don't you make a list, and you got it.
Anybody else want anything cool?
I will give you each a luck roll in the phony orb to get a potion or alchemical item that you would want to try and find. 50% chance.
I mean, it's a third level spell, but if I could take a shot at replacing my potion of invisibility that I used, that'd be great.
Nailed it.
Got it.
Look at that. Same label and everything.
Waylon will try to get a potion of cure moderate, mostly because I don't know that many potions.
You got it.
All right.
What would Ozil want? Man, I don't know that many potions either.
WWOW.
What would Ozil want?
Power.
I think Ozil would want like a potion of remove disease.
Ooh, good call.
Just in case. Solid. That's an 82 on the percentile.
All right. Y'all got some potes. Potent potables.
Man, crushing the percentiles.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them out of the way for the rolls you gotta do next.
Curse you, probability.
spend maybe an hour or two in the morning telling people what you need or gathering the supplies yourself.
Wayland looks into getting his real estate license, seeing an opportunity here, but ultimately decides it would be too difficult to sell the properties here.
There's a lot of fixer-uppers.
Slow down there, Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, now, Thorin is just happy to have actually woken up. He definitely pays attention to the embedded thing first thing in the morning. Gives it a good look over to see if it looks any different before, you know, making its way down and helping out with preparing.
So, you look at it in the morning, and when you wake up, it kind of hurts again, like that dull, distant, stinging pain from within your wherever it is. And it goes away after like 10 minutes. So it looks the same as it did yesterday. It's shiny, white, and translucent. It's not glowing bright like it did when you first saw it, but it's in there.
So is it like smoky quartz, or is it more like an opal or something?
It's like a Superman's computer.
Okay.
In this Fortress of Solitude.
Oh.
He had like a big fucking computer thing made out of like crystals and slots.
It's like Mother of Pearl.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like ice diamonds or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds legit.
I have, like, so many crystals around my house.
I felt slightly insane Googling Superman computer crystal, but I'll be damned if it didn't come up.
I called it.
Oh, you're on a watch list now.
Hang on, guys. There's a knock at the door.
It's a must-watch list. They're going to force you to see the movie.
I thought there was actually a knock at the door. I was like, oh, shit.
No.
It's a good joke. You got me.
Yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker.
I thought so for a second, too.
Good timing.
I was going to joke and be like, oh, watch out, it's the FBI. But that was already the joke, I realized, so I should.
Hey, you got there.
Oh, man. So I think that we roll out in the morning, right? I mean, does anybody have anything else they want to do? We're kind of on the track, and I know where the road goes, and
yep,
we got a little Calistoga wagon.
You have a horse and a carriage?
Yeah.
Does horse have a name?
I shall leave the naming conventions to you, for as the last horse I named did not have the greatest of death.
What gender is the horse?
I don't know. Am I allowed to say that?
No, because of woke.
Gender, non-specific, beast of burden.
It's a male-presenting horse.
All right.
It's Afghan Ka. Ageless, faceless, gender-neutral, culturally ambiguous adventure horse.
But we can call him Rico.
Fuck.
Rico.
Oh my god. That was good. I don't even know what the fuck Mike said, but that was great.
Rico's a good name. And so you pack up your stogie and strap Rico to it and roll on out of town, is that right?
Well, one last thing I'll do is the 61 platinum pieces we had, I guess we'll divide that amongst us.
For
should
sure.
Give us 20 platinum pieces each, and don't know how one platinum piece divides by three, but however much gold that is.
I'd say just give the extra one to Ozil, he's been healing us.
Yeah, fair enough.
Always tip your cleric.
Money has no value to me other than what it takes to seed my fields. If Colonel Jamblefarts is running around, he'll take his bag of platinum and hand it to him on the way out and say, "Do right by your people."
Father Ozel, Father Ozel, can't you use the platinum pieces to be planted in your field to grow platinum plants?
If only that were the case, I would have been rich years ago.
We also don't know what assistance with whatever this is will cost us.
Do as you see fit, Father. I just thought I would ask.
Yeah, you give him like 33 platinum and he's like, "Woohoo, I'm retiring, going to Hawaii."
No, Jamblefarts.
I ain't helping no one anymore.
God. shit. Charity sometimes becomes the degradation of others.
He like strips naked and jumps in the river. "I'm rich." Swims away. No, he doesn't do that. I'll do my best to put it to good use here.
And Ozel nods, puts his hood up, as we roll out of town.
He nods at your back as you turn away and walk. And, yeah, it's fairly early in the morning still. You're heading south out of town, I take it?
Whichever way we came from initially when I passed through here the first time.
Yeah, it looks south.
Pretty southy. So, right across the Lesser Mortuary River, you came into Kortog, over bridges, and through the town, and out the south end of it. And you're quickly in the lower foothills of the Tusk Mountains. The land starts to get steeper and a little higher in altitude. It's about 2 days to get to Tamarvanu. And you're probably in the middle of the foothills here with the sprawling Tusk Mountains to the west, just shooting up from the ground, taller than anything you can see for miles and miles. And to your east, the foothills get lower and lower into an open field, and the massive forest on the other side of that just looms as this dark cloud next to the ground in the distance. And anything you'd like to point out about the day of travel or building camp?
I would imagine at some point Waylon would ask Thorn, he goes, "So, where'd you learn to do that, you know, with your mind and everything?"
It feels trite to say it, but natural talent. Since I was a little kid, I always had an inclination, but family practices drove me away from it for the most part. It wasn't until I set out on my own that I had any cause or reason to investigate it further.
Was that something you had to learn more or get better through practice?
Practice. Lots of practice.
Spend time in a swamp doing that? Maybe with a little green guy next year or anything?
No, not many interactions with goblins.
Are there a lot of them like you? It's not an ability I see as being that common.
Can't say I've seen another, which is pretty much why it was all practice.
There is another Skywalker.
Shh. I'm sure there's someone else in the world who can do the same, but I haven't met him. They probably don't use it the same way I do. He gives you your arrows back.
Good call.
Nice.
No, I've had reason to practice it on my own, but that's a whole different thing. Father Ozel, did you wake well this morning?
You look over at Father Ozel, who's been fairly despondent throughout. He just has the hood of his cloak up. He's been driving the cart, just kind of very quiet, staring out at the mountains. He says, "It's been a long time since I've slept well. Things have been bothering me. Not specifically anything about you or that, even in Cortad, but it's puzzling why the activity of the orcs has, in this area has really had an uptick."
"They have been more problematic.
It worries me. The darkness is starting to stir again."
"What do you mean again?"
It's a long story, but
it's a long road.
"When I was a young orc, I was thrust into the position of a healer down on Lastwall. You know much about Lastwall?"
"Very little. Its existence being manned by knights, and that's about it."
It is the last defense between the hordes of untold travesties that lay out there in the Belkzin and what we consider here home in Ustalav. Now, I am not from Ustalav necessarily, and no one thinks of me as being home here, but the last I saw of it, the pure anger of the orcs and the untold violence that they can create.
Are we sure it wasn't just a one-off situation? You know, a single raiding party or a single tribe that gone astray?
They are not usually like that. My kind is more organized. I know it may not seem like that, but we all may seem like raiders, uncontrollable the brutes. But there is a whole hierarchy of war priests and warlords and the way that they attack. This seems like something is stirring. Back the last time when I was a young orc, 4695. I can only remember the heroes of Lastwall taking down thousands of orcs. You could always tell a veteran from northern Lastwall. It's gaunt, skeletons walking, sunken eyes, 2,000 square stare. They never really liked to talk about it much. But I feel that the evil is coming.
What drove them to surge last time?
The Whispering Tyrant.
That wasn't a myth.
The stories are stories and legends are legends. It's impossible to tell truth from fiction. But the only reason that Lastwall was created is to make sure that he maintained in his spire, somewhere out there in the woods. No one ever knew exactly where it was or how he got there, or how he may come back, but something is not right.
Isn't that who the cult follows, or worships, or seeks to free, I guess?
We were following the cult, me and my old adventuring party. I hope Pharasma bless their souls that they are hot on their trail. The cult will always try to free him, and there will always be someone there to stop them. Who knows if they will ever succeed?
Well, no offense, Father, but you'll have to step carefully if there's going to be more of them here. I'm not sure my kind can always distinguish your kind.
It is a curse that I have been born with. There is no way around it. And I understand. Racism has always been a hot-button issue for me, but it is something that we all must live with.
Yeah.
Eventually, it will be over with. Hopefully.
Well, for what it's worth, I've seen impoverishment strangle everyone of every ilk. I don't judge anyone until they act. That said, I'm worried. When you go to some of the seedier places, the more hidden from the main road taverns and inns, and you hear things. Most of it bravado, falsehoods. I've heard people talking of the Whispering Way, but I thought that it was like boogeymen in the night. Things that couldn't be happening. After that, he kind of lightly taps the shard sticking out of him. I don't like your premonition.
Let me assure you, they are very real. But I think they are just merely the force that has to oppose the light. Everything must exist in our oppositions to keep a balance in everything. The Whispering Way will always try, and we will always be there to stop them. The orcs will always try to invade, take what is good and natural to free-thinking peoples, and we will be there to stop them. But I hope the balance of power does not tip too far in one direction, and the pendulum must right itself at some point.
So, Father, do you believe them to just naturally have a desire to consume what is good, or do they have greater motivations at foot, a means to an end, so to speak?
Only time will tell. I cannot give you the true answer, for I do not know the future. I am just a cog caught up in the gears of history. As we are.
Not at this point, I only have two fonts of comfort. The first is that I'm not traveling alone, and the second is that you didn't get a dire warning from the Grey Lady.
Not yet, at least.
Doesn't Phirasma loathe the manipulation of spirits?
She does indeed, yet her desires lie elsewhere. She has a lot of moving pieces, as you say, and it's hard to keep track of one world, much less all of the worlds, all of the planes of existence. I assume her gaze lies elsewhere, and this is in our court now.
He smiles. Well, you said that you were tasked by them, and they didn't tell you that whatever this is was eating your soul, so at least that's one fear out of the way.
That was a good RP. Good RP, yes. Boys. Holy
yeah.
Shit. Hero card.
I dig it. I was actually gonna say that's enough to like make us start using hero cards.
Yeah.
If you mouse over the hero deck on the right of the map, you should be able to hit draw.
Draw.
Presumably.
One. Ooh. The one I got is hilariously fitting.
As the night goes on, I imagine you guys take shifts and whatnot.
Oh, yes.
Well, pan out from the campfire into the night sky as the sun replaces the moon. And you guys take off again. It's about another day's travel to get to Tamravana, across another river,
into the town.
When we're about a couple miles away, Ozil's gonna stop the cart. He's gonna, like, find a little... There's gonna be a good little pull-off somewhere, and he's gonna kind of pull it over and stop. He's gonna kind of look over at the rest of the party and be like, "Now this town is one of those places that absolutely does not like my kind. One of you is going to have to drive the cart, and I must hide."
"Do they not even allow you within the walls?"
"Not even close. They are actively looking for my kind to try to persecute me for crimes that my brethren, ill-guided as they may be, have committed against their people. This is a very dangerous town for me."
"Well, I'm happy to take the reins for you, so long as we know where we're going."
"Keep following the road. It will be obvious."
"Waylon."
"Yes, Thorn."
"How knowledgeable are you of the things in the wilderness? Plants, muds, things like that?"
"Oh, incredibly. I've read about them all over the place. There's hardly anything that you could put in front of me I wouldn't be able to recognize."
"Would you be willing to help me out? I need to find a few things before we set off again."
"Oh, yes, certainly."
And he gives you a handful of, "Find me a mud or fungus that looks like, you know, that does this, or is this color, or has this consistency," and kind of tries to do the same alongside you.
Okay. Is there a, John, is there a knowledge roll that you want them to make to see if he's successful at that?
Foraging for fungus and stuff, I'd say survival.
That is a 6 on the die for a 7 total.
He has to delegate everything to you. 7 total?
A 13 total.
Thorn doesn't find shit. He has to lean on you for this.
Waylon's able to find the fungal moss if you're looking for. What you got going on over there?
"Do you have any allergies, Ozil?" He grins.
Not that I know of. What are you doing?
"You didn't kill him the spirit moss, did you? I told you about that."
If it's cool by you, I will take 10 and make a disguise check on Ozil.
Ooh.
It's only a -2 penalty to make him look like a different race. Can lighten up his skin so it seems a little less orc-ish. Can kind of puff up a lip so that it kind of overlaps his tusks. And maybe use a adhesive-like plant to hold back the ears. And, courtesy of my tool optimizer feat, I do not suffer a penalty for lacking the appropriate kit when attempting a check.
Nice! Ooh.
He's a master of disguise.
That would give Ozil a disguise check of 23.
Ooh.
Once he finishes, he steps back and kind of looks him over.
"How do I look?"
"What does he look like?"
"To be frank, you look like a human who's lost a couple too many bar fights, but it'll pass."
"I'd take him out on the town for sure."
I glance in a puddle that is next to us.
"Wow."
Oh, he holds up the mirror that you still
have. Oh, yeah, the hand mirrors.
"Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. The work is quite impressive. This might actually, this might pass."
"I've been through some places that were none too happy to have me. I've had to learn a lot of things," winks at Waylon.
"So that's another story for another time. Anyway, we better get going to the city. My shoulder's killing me."
So, as you come down the southern end of the Tusk Mountain foothills, The ground starts to level out a bit before you, and you see Tamravana in the distance and the North Lamon River. You see that as you approach it a little further, there are large groups of well-armed, looks like a militia or a guard, going up and down the road to the north where you're coming from, as well as the road to the east and in and out of the town. Some of the town walls are damaged, and there's smoke coming from several places in the town.
Uh-oh. It was not like this the last time.
See across the river on the western half of the city. Outside of the wall, there is a large sort of shanty town of tents and ramshackle little structures. And it looks like there's lots of displaced people there in different sort of organized circles. And I think that's where we're going to end it for the sesh.
Cheer, boys.
Very nice.
God damn.
Nice.
That was great.
Hey, good call on the disguise. I was like, fuck. Because there will be somebody in Tamravana who will know something about these stones. John's on an insert train today.